Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
That 1-866-582-9933 1-866-582-9933. Have you for 2 hours today, folks? Another prime example of how they deceive the people, especially to those that are asleep. Remember, the Bible clearly tells us in Matthew chapter 13, I believe it's verse 25. You can cross check that if you would. That while the enemy slept, or while men slept, I'm sorry, the enemy sows tares. Yeah. What am I talking about? Well, you just heard during the break how they're using another method of propaganda. And what am I talking about? 47% approval rating for Joe Biden? Are you kidding me, friends? This is, you notice how it's always split right down the center? Earlier in the week, it was 47% that approve of him and 49% that didn't. I'm just curious what happened to the other 3%. 4%. I'm curious. What happened to that? Well, people are too stupid. They'll just believe anything we say. They'll parrot what we're saying. No, the reason they're telling you that Joe Biden's got 47% approval rating is because they want you to believe that half the country is in favor of who he is and how it is that he resides in the people's White House and how he acts. Notice these pollings came out right after this whole fiasco in Afghanistan there. Pay attention, friends, to what's going on here. It's baloney. He is not my president. He'll never be my president. He's not there lawfully. The man's committed the act of treason now again. And what are we talking about even now, friends? What happens to a country that allows the treasonous to remain? Like treasonous Joe. Well, he's going to do it again. Hey, folks, sheep begat sheep, right? Well, devils begat devils, and that's exactly what they do, is they act out who their father is, who they emulate. John 8:44, John 10:10. 47% Joe Biden has as an approval rating. Are you kidding me, folks? Now, just keep in mind, we're talking about the same guy here, friends, that in Arizona, literally, we played the video, we played the audio, where they showed you that there was not one person that showed up in support of him, Joe Biden, or that of Kamala Harris. Not a one person. This happened all over the country. I believe it was in Arizona as well at the airport. I believe there's 14 people that showed up. This is the same thing happening with Hillary Clinton, but the people don't know the difference. See, they don't understand the little minion of hell that's now at home where he belongs. Saul Alinsky is the one that said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. That's me and you. 47% approval rating, friends. Are you kidding me? 47% approval rating. Is this the guy that allegedly got 80 million votes, and then once he gets into the people's house, they had to shut off the whole presidential inauguration. Why? Because nobody came, just like that of Barack Hussein Obama. Have all the stats, have all the facts. Yeah, of course that's it. It's a show. These are the clowns in the circus of politics. The world is their stage. And yet the people have not figured it out here in the United States of America. He doesn't have 47% approval rating, friends. Not even close. I can also tell you it's quite interesting that when he got into the people's White House, treasonous Joe did, isn't it interesting that before you know it, he uses our grandpas and our dads and our uncles and our brothers and our cousins to defend him against the 80 million people that allegedly put him in office. Will you think, Americans? He is not working for we the people. He's working for special interest groups. You can mark my words. Matter of fact, I'm going to highlight some of the very things that I'm sharing with you even now as to what's going on in the United States of America. And his call to the UN to put them on the streets of America to fight racism. What did you expect? This is all created domestic insurrection, meaning to and distracting you from keeping your eyes on a foreign enemy that will, in fact, attack sooner or later. And I'm talking about China and Russia. All of them are calling for a new world order. And that all, of course, started here in the United States of America. And by the way, the UN is also a creation of the United States of America. And if you think that that's not factual and you think that's fictitious, you might want to ask that fictitious those fictitious conspirators, Jeremiah 11:9, in the People's White House and in these agencies that are unconstitutional across the boards that were created after September 11th, 2001, friends, you might want to ask them the question as to why there's 737 military bases across the world. You might also want to ask them the question, one of the things that we covered this week, about the 35 jihadi camps in America. You might want to ask them the question as to why they're bringing all these Afghanis back into America. Oh, and by the way, many of the men are coming back into the United States with their children brides. I kid you negative. I kid you negative. Folks, 47% is a poll, is there to put you back to sleep. Nothing more and nothing less. I just want to make sure that everybody understands as to what's going on here. It's baloney. It's a lie. This all falling, folks, from the lips and the hearts of wicked men. Understanding that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? They don't, but we're beginning to see it and understand what, in many cases, they don't even understand, how wicked men can become. And we thought this was a thing of the past. Nope. In fact, it's in the present. And it's here today because the people would have it so. It's true in stating, friends, every country deserves the government that it has. For 330 million people in this country to sit back and allow any administration, all the while even adding insult to injury, knowing that they're responsible for treason, to remain in the people's White House, all the while knowing that he's not there by the vote of the people, but he's there, friends, on the shift of the pawn on the table by the powers that are tolerated on a global basis. You know it's true. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to go to social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com on the right side of the page. Also jump on to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. We will be right back after this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, period. And I want to also make this clear, friends. I just did a piece this week concerning the Constitution of the United States of how it's to unify us, not to divide us. We're a nation ruled by laws and condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. The reason I'm saying that is because it was our forefathers that said either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-betweenites. Either we're going to be ruled by the word of God or we're going to be ruled by the bayonets. Which one do you prefer? Only you can answer that question. Which one do you prefer? Because the bayonet is within view, is it not? Oh, yeah. Folks, we're going to be talking about what happens to a country that allows the treasonous to remain. Well, take a look around. This is what happens, right? They commit more treason. This is what Judas does. He sells out the truth, the Christ, for 30 pieces of silver. You've seen your politicians do this for decades in this country, and yet they remain for 30 and 40 years in some cases. And then you're led to believe, well, the people voted him in all over again. I got to really ask the question concerning those people that would suggest that that was the truth. I have to ask the question. Where is your sanity? You're getting the same results, and you're suggesting to me these people are advocating for the destruction of your country and stripping away your God-given rights, and people are voting them in. Now, I'm not saying that there's not some of those people out there, but it is nil. It is nil, to say the least. You know, I'm going to bring it right over into this, and we'll get back to it in a moment, but this is the Minnesota State Fair. Just this week, if you're on social media platforms, you can see it. On Sunday, it was so packed, I could not even park. That's the first time in my entire life I could not park the vehicle to go into the fair. I had to call my wife, who's womanizing the booth, right, at the Minnesota State Fair on the east end of the grandstand, on the bottom floor, the east end of the grandstand, where 2 to 3 million people go through those aisles every single year. What an opportunity we have. Now, I'm saying this for the very purpose of the fact that people are back out at the Minnesota State Fair. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at the beginning of the State Fair, it was real slow because it was raining out, right? And Saturday as well. On Sunday, it was packed. I just went there a couple days ago, spent a couple hours walking around, and I want to tell you this, friends, and I want you to listen to me carefully. 99.99% of the people, I could probably even add a bit more to that if I could, that ratio. Not, folks, six people out of all the people that I've seen at the Minnesota State Fair, with tens of thousands of people walking down the streets and the aisles, in the grandstand and outside, at the midway where all the rides are, in the barns, the such, I've seen six people wearing masks. Six people wearing masks. I just want people to understand that what you're being sold concerning the propaganda by, again, the government, states, federal governments, the mainstream media, is baloney. People are tired of it. Where you see signs where people are saying, you know what, you got to put a mask back on, people are ignoring them, they're tearing down the signs. People have had it, and rightfully so. And I wonder if we're not here now that people have finally awakened to the fact that they have been deceived, they have been lied to. Because people finally took heed to those doctors that got through everything the big tech companies, the governments, and the mainstream media meant to censor. It got through. I mean, we have virologists even now, friends, saying that there is no virus. I just listened to another doctor this morning on the way over to the studios where he said these are bioweapons. The things that are putting these experimental vaccinations are bioweapons. They're designed to kill, is what they are. But going back to the Minnesota State Fair, what I want to do is I want to pull up Stephanie really quick, and then we'll get back to the topic. Stephanie is at the Minnesota State Fair right now, and she is, matter of fact, I called her right before the show, and I said, can I get you on for just a couple minutes and go ahead and share with the people what's going on out at the Minnesota State Fair? And she said, I am so busy right now, I'm going to have to call you in just a little bit here. But we have her. Stephanie, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, so I got you on the air, and we just want to know, give us a quick download as to what's taking place there at the Minnesota State Fair right now.
Well, you know, it's hard to believe that we are actually 9 days into this already. Today has been very busy. There is a lot of people here, and I always tell people this is our biggest outreach opportunity that we do every year, because you mentioned the millions of people that come. But, you know, I always say to people, not everyone will step foot inside of a church building or a conservative meeting, but you get people who come to State Fair who need the Lord. We all need the Lord, but, you know, you get Jesus himself went to the publicans, the harlots, the sinners. As I mentioned before, we don't want to go to Mexico and teach people Spanish. We want to have the whole who have no need of a physician but those that are sick. So we are giving gospel tracts out to anyone and everyone. I mean, you get people with the spike care, and you get the people who are, you know, have different religions and other gods, and we are just giving them the truth, and people are so happy to have a booth like ours here. I can't tell you how many people said, thank you for being here. Thank you for standing for the truth, because there is just not another booth like ours here at the fair. We're being a light in a dark place. We're giving people the truth. We tell everybody about the radio show, which is great. We've got people, oh, yeah, I listen to Bradley, or I hear him on this or that. But it's cool because, you know, Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. All the increase comes from him. We can't take credit for anything that he does. We're just being here as his hands and his feet, so to speak, and doing our job so they can see the truth and come to know Jesus Christ. And that's okay. The ultimate reason why we're here.
Amen. It's interesting. The Bible says that we're supposed to go out and seek and save that which is lost. Luke 19:10. I don't see anything about it where people are supposed to just come so they can be entertained out of their own salvation.
That's absolutely right.
Oh, and it's also interesting at the Minnesota State Fair, there is no other booth out there doing what we're doing. We have seen one other booth. It's old school, and they have a sign up that says, if you need prayer, come in. And it's like, you know what? They're not called to come in. You're called to go out. The church is the barracks. You're supposed to go out there and seek and save. You're supposed to go out there and keep the Great Commission, Mark 16:15. And here we have a professed group of Christians saying, come in for prayer. Why, like Charles Spurgeon, I remember Charles Finney, when he first got saved, he got baptized in the power of the Holy Ghost. That's found in Acts 5:32 when you read it. Apply to yourself because the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey. But I remember when Charles Finney gave his testimonial, and he used to have people from the local church come up to him and ask him if he needed prayer. And Charles Finney, in his spiritual understanding, said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't even have your own prayers answered? He's exactly right. That's a lack of Christianity. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection.
Exactly right. And I always tell people, like, thank God that the Lord didn't like set up a building and say, all welcome, just come to me. He just went out, like you said, to the highways and byways, and men followed him.
That's right.
He is the light of the world. He is the giver of the truth. You shine the light of truth, and you won't have to follow around.
Yeah, but what happens, though? What it tells us in Matthew 4:19 that when Jesus said, follow me, and I'll make you to become what, Stephanie? I'll make you to become
fishers of men.
So if you're truly saved, then you're going to have a heart to go out there and get others saved as well. Not by your own strength, but by just merely preaching law to grace. Galatians 3:24, 90% law, 10% grace. Leave the results up to God and see what he won't do on our behalf, because he always does. Stephanie, I've got about 1 minute left. I'm going to go ahead and give you the last word. What is it like a testimonial that you could share with us even now before we let you go here?
You know, I'm thinking of a guy that we spoke with earlier, and he was just kind of going back and forth. We had a long conversation. He was so close to the truth, but not really walking in the truth. We were kind of going back and forth, and he's kind of like a guy like a Saul to Paul. You know, you get him converted, he's going to be on the right path. We have so many people that come up, and we're giving them, like you say, law of grace, the Ten Commandments, law, judgment, mercy, and faith, so they can see their need for a Savior. And we're just standing here saying, listen, this is the truth. You know, people, you know, you're talking about prayer, and people say, oh, I'll pray for you and thank you for what we're doing. Well, that's why we need to go out and be doers of the word and not hearers only. Faith without works is dead. And as Charles Spurgeon said, if you have no desire for other people to be saved, then you're not saved yourself. Our heart should be to seek and save that which is lost. And every single one of us, whether you're in ministry or not, is called to do the work of an evangelist.
Exactly
right. So that's what we're doing, and we're spreading the light and the truth.
Amen. Thank you, Steph. I appreciate it. Folks, Minnesota State Fair, east end of the grandstand, bottom level, where the second row in, the east end of the Minnesota grandstand, the Minnesota State Fair. Do come over and say hello. We're going to come right back and hit the main topic. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton argued Saturday on Newsmax there is nothing in the Constitution that takes away the state's rights to regulate abortion, so states should be able to make their own rules and regulations on the procedure.
In 1972, the left was able to create a new constitutional right, Paxton told Saturday Report, referring to the Roe v. Wade decision. They were very bold in doing that, and there was no precedent. We've been in chaos ever since. Larry Alder, a gubernatorial candidate in California's Gavin Newsom recall election, said he would replace U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, with a Republican if Alder becomes governor and Feinstein were to step down during his term. God forbid Governor Alder should replace Dianne Feinstein, Alder told Mark Levin on his radio show Friday. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice will try to step in and do something about Texas' abortion bill. Constitutional lawyer Jenna Ellis tells Newsmax that Democrats need to remember what federalism entails.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi need to remember that while they use these terms saying unconstitutional, they need to remember federalism. And they need to remember that their specific enumerated powers do not give the federal government any power to tell the state of Texas or any other state what they can do to protect life in their state.
Prince Wafa, a U.S. citizen from San Diego, called the State Department to find out how he could get himself and his wife out of Afghanistan. The U.S. official on the other end assured him that the Biden administration would not leave any citizen in the country. The official told them they would call back with directions on how to leave the country. No call ever came. Wafa once again called the State Department to find out what had happened. The State Department hung up on him, according to The Intercept. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
But you know what, folks? There's some things that we just heard during the break that I'm going to get to in just a couple minutes here, and it's about the modern-day conservatives. You just heard back in 1972 that the left, as they call it, which doesn't exist in the sense of the terminology, the definition. When we talk about the left, we're talking about those that are guilty of crimes. And we have a left, which is the fruit of the modern day version of the constitutional right. That's what the woman said. That's what I'm going to highlight, in just a couple minutes here. Folks, this is what I want to ask you. What happens to a country that allows the treasonous to remain? It's interesting. You still have Bill and Hillary Clinton out there kicking the stump at, well, promoting their communism throughout the world. It's interesting that George W. Bush is doing the same thing. He's a traitor to his country. Bill Clinton's a traitor to his country. We know Hillary Clinton's a traitor to her country. Barack Hussein Obama, we know, is committed the act of treason over and over and over again. Donald Trump, his first executive act, him and Paul Ryan, they signed a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that basically funded your enemies, America. We also know that Donald Trump, times three, according to Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, funded Muslim organizations here in America. And what do? They play off each other. They're both guilty of what they accuse each other of, right? And we know Joe Biden's guilty of treason. Are things getting better in this country, or are they getting worse? Here, let me give you a prime example of how they play off each other really quick, because I got to think for some people here. Not all, but some. Do you remember this whole fiasco in Iran? And Donald Trump got up on national television and he told the American people, as well as the world, that Barack Hussein Obama was responsible for taking American taxpayer dollars and basically sending them over to support the Iranians. And everybody thought, okay, well, Donald's calling Barack out for treason, Article 3, Section 3. Praise God, finally somebody's doing it. But this is also the guy, Donald Trump, that promised he was going to drain the swamp, and he's never prosecuted a one to date. And calling out Barack Hussein Obama for treason was nothing more than just calling him out for his high crimes against we the people. And what happened? Well, Donald Trump called him out for treason. He pointed out the truth of the matter. Did Donald Trump go ahead and draw up the articles of treason against him in the sense of prosecution using the DOJ that Donald Trump said that he had in his hand and he could do whatever he wanted to do with the DOJ and he failed to do it every step of the way when it came to draining the swamp that he promised to drain? But that's not my point. Do you remember when he called him out for treason? He didn't go and prosecute Barack Hussein Obama. You know what he did? One day later, he actually brought forth sanctions against the Iranians. He accuses Barack Obama in America here for treason, and then he creates sanctions and holds them against the Iranians. And the American people, well, they were appeased. They sat down. They make their little memes of how Donald Trump is appointed by God, and they put little memes right next to Donald with a roaring lion. And yeah, how's that working out for you? Where is that justice that was promised? Folks, going back to Bill Clinton, you all remember Monica Lewinsky, right? Speaking of treason here. You remember Monica Lewinsky. The mainstream media had you believing that he was being impeached, Article 2, Section 4, for his infidelity towards his wife, Hillary Clinton. See, but what most people didn't know, because the mainstream media omitted it and censored it back in the 90s, was that Bill Clinton himself was responsible for committing the high act of treason by giving access to the Chinese military to American military. It was called Chinagate. Most people didn't know about that. What happens to a country that allows the treasonous to remain? Well, they commit the act of treason again. And again, and again, and again, and again. Oh, and here, this is what you have. The majority leader, Mitch McConnell, who in fact is guilty for trafficking cocaine, 90 pounds of cocaine, on his in-law's ship, the Ping Mei. This is a fact. They put him up as Mr. Anti-Drug, and when in fact what he's doing is trafficking drugs. Then he's put up because most Americans don't realize that he's guilty of these crimes. And then what do? Well, they're led to believe that he's one of the good guys because of what? Well, because of the useful idiots in the mainstream media throwing down the propaganda on the people that say they don't believe the media. They then in turn go and parrot that Mr. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's a good guy. But after this whole Afghanistan fiasco, what does he do? This is the best that you have again, friends. What does he do? No, Joe Biden will not be impeached. They're not at war with each other. They're two sides of the same coin. They're in it together. Not a one of them has been prosecuted for treason against we the people. Not a one of them. Okay, well, what happens when the people just continuously ignore their obligation and duty before God and man in keeping the commandments of God and dealing with the wicked by bringing justice upon their heads, regardless of who they are? Because, again, we have that provision found in the U.S. Constitution. Well, we get more treason. And then we get more treason, and then we get more treason, and then we get more treason. Okay, so taking it fast forward, and I could go through every single one of them, friends. They're all guilty of treason, every single one of them. They're doing their best to create chaos, to create a new world order. This is not a secret. This is not a thing done in the corner. This is out before our faces every day, friends. What do we have in front of us right now if you're on social media platforms? Biden is now calling for the UN troops to police America and occupy America. Biden regime Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has officially called for the United Nations to occupy American soil in the name of investigating racism in the United States today. Okay, I'm not making this up. This, according to LibertyOneNews.com. He said, I urge all UN member states to join the United States in this effort and confront the scourge of racism. By the way, it doesn't exist. Okay? Racial discrimination, it doesn't exist to the degree that they want you to believe it does. And xenophobia. Folks, they just make things as they go. The secretary continued, the seemingly sudden move is in the wake of the UN resolution to condemn racism and racist police brutality earlier in the day. Secretary Blinken expressed support for the measure. Okay. The unprecedented announcement comes as the Biden regime advocates anti-racist ideals, and this is merely to divide. This is merely to create political opposition. This is to basically cast into the minds of those that will allow it to be cast into their minds that the good guys are now the bad guys. That's what they're attempting to do. They're trying to create enemies of the state. They want a military presence in the United States of America for what purpose, friends? Because they want to slowly strip the American people of their ability to stand against what the onslaught entails. That's what's happening right now. Okay? So in other words, let me say the reason that they want to bring in the UN, friends, is nothing short of contrived propaganda once again. See, now what's perhaps even more troubling about all of this is that treasonous Joe Biden is inviting the globalist United Nations to come occupy on U.S. soil. Last week, as a matter of fact, I was showing you more footage out of that of North Dakota. Tim Brown had posted it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com morning show, and he shared the video with us, and it was video out of North Dakota, and it was literally train car after train car after train car of artillery and tanks, and the list went on. And the guy that was filming it was asking the question, what's going on here? What could possibly be going on here? Well, people are so distracted by the new distraction and the new crisis that they get their eyes off of what matters the most. And that's why I continuously stay the course on the things that I highlight, because the bad guys bank on the fact that the American people and their memories are very short-lived. That's why we continuously bring you back to what needs to be dealt with. Because until it's dealt with, friends, we're going to get more of this. And what are we talking about right now? What happens to a country that allows the treasonous to remain? Well, they just commit more treason, don't they? And isn't that what we're seeing today? Absolutely. And it's going to continue. And it's going to continue. And it's going to continue until the American people put a stop to it. Until the American people deal with what needs to be dealt with, because we already see corrupt politicians, no matter how much they promise us, they fail to deliver every single time. Do they not? You're going to have to answer that question. By the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I cannot answer as to what's taking place in this country any better than what I just shared with you. The resolve does not fall into the hands of those that are guilty of treason. The answers do not fall in our favorite politicians. They do not fall into the hands of our favorite preachers of the day who have brought us to the position that we are in today, for the most part, easily, hands down. The answer lies within you according to your standing with the living God. Period. That is your answer. Hey, here's something maybe many of you need to hear. The appeal at during the duration of the War of Independence, which was established over 244 years ago, was not made to their favorite politician. The appeal was not made to their favorite preacher. The appeal was made to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, period. That's why the flags were flying as such. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty. Friends of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also check us out, friends, on that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. I'm just highlighting the fact right now that what happens to a country that allows the treasonists to remain? You're going to get more treason. And interestingly enough, and little by little, incrementally, what's happening? America is losing more and more of their God-given rights. Through what? Deceptive measures by the people that they tolerate committing the acts of treason against them. Luke 22:48. I got right in front of me right now, Biden administration calls for the UN troops to police Americans and occupy America. Boy, oh boy, friends, what do you expect? I mean, are we going to sit back and act like this time they told us the truth? Really? You just can't make up what people in this country tolerate. You really honestly can't. But as they say, you don't know what you have until it's gone. And you can rest assured that's what this, at the end of the day, is coming to sooner or later. Hopefully later than sooner on the behest of our children. But we need more people to stand up and deal with the treason and which is in front of our faces even today. I'm going to go ahead and take Cody from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for holding on, Cody. Sorry about the hold up there. I got much to cover today,
no problem.
But go for it, my friend.
No problem. Hey, I want to give you a little update. I'm on some different Telegram groups. Telegram's got some great voice chats. I've had a friend on there for months on a Patriot militia group. He's an engineer with one of these defense contractors, designs, you know, equipment that's being used in Afghanistan. Well, they've got these field service reps or field service repairmen, whatever they call them, that are stranded over there. His company's got over 100, and he said the total of all the different equipment manufacturers that they're aware of have over 2,700 people stranded over there. So this is no joke. This is firsthand from an engineer that, you know, works with all the field guys over there. And something to the effect, he said that NATO is literally making an issue if they try to fly in. So they're having to try to extract these guys by different ground ways of doing it, whatever. But this is unbelievable. So you got people, you think there'd be a little fidelity when you're actually working for the military and they'd get you extracted out of there. But apparently, I don't know, maybe they're trying to create a problem. It's just unbelievable. 2,700 people, over 100 just in his company.
Well, look at the timing. I mean, that's what I pay attention to. Look at the timing. Look at the distraction. Just when we're starting to notice, well, actually, just when we're starting to see more people in this country awakening to the fact that they are under attack by the CDC and this current administration, their state governors, and the list goes on, America's beginning to wake up. So they needed distraction. That's how I seen it immediately, because we already know that Al-Qaeda and these other groups have been created by the CIA to basically destabilize nations, and it's exactly what they're doing once again, and we have the fruit. Folks, I highlighted this from law enforcement just the other day. What do they have, over $80 million of military armor that's been dropped into their hands, and now they're parading it? And isn't it interesting, Cody, these Afghanis, somehow or another, they know how to fly those Black Hawk helicopters, and what do? They're hanging men from the top of them. Well, guess who trained them up, friends? People need to put two and two together. So that's where we're at. Go ahead.
Well, absolutely. He went on as far to say that now he thinks that they, like they've done in other places, they want to get these guys killed so they can't come back and report what really happened in Afghanistan. That's why NATO or State Department or whoever is making it hard to fly in there.
Yeah.
And get these guys. Pretty sad if that's the case. They're going to have some good enemies on their hands when these guys get back. So.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing is, yeah, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but the fact of the matter is, that happens in every war. I mean, we have POWs, and why aren't they coming back? And I'm not saying in every given case, but the fact remains that I'm sure there's a lot of people that know the truth of the matter, and all of a sudden they just disappear, and we never hear from them again. And so there's nothing new under the sun, and here we are again. And I'm thinking of Ecclesiastes 1:9 as I speak. So I'll give you the last word, Cody.
There's a guy on YouTube that's ex-military. He's got 60-some thousand guys on there. It's their subscribers, Roy Potter, if anybody wants to check him out. But he was making a parallel with all these politicians that are allowing this vaccine genocide to happen as being deserters, just like a military guy. There is a death penalty for desertion, because a politician say, well, they might kill me if I, buck the system or whatever. Well, hey, like he said, you signed up for it to be a politician. If you're not willing and you're just dissenting the people that you're supposed to be protecting, you're no better than a dissenter in the military.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really good good parallel there. So
amen.
With that, thanks a lot, Bradley.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Folks, 1-866-582-9933. Happy for 2 hours. I'm going to shift gears in just a couple of minutes. And I'm going to show you what infuriates me to no end. And it was something that we started talking about during the first segment of the show, because it was something that was highlighted. And what was it? The left back in 1972 created a new constitutional right. Well, folks, the fact of the matter is, it's true in so many different ways. And the fact of the matter is, friends, there's been a political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. Well, who's advocating? Who is channeling? Who is setting the narrative for the bad guys in this country more than today's conservatives? Nobody is. I hit on this yesterday. I'm going to show you some videos, some audio. And I'm also going to show you, because I've continuously brought this up, are they really doing it for the money? Oh, wait until you see their net worth, friends. You'll understand what I mean when I say that they're serving their sponsors, their golden calf. They are not serving you. As a matter of fact, 99% of what you call the conservative talking heads today, they're selling you out. They're purposely selling you out. And again, let me prove it over the next hour. I want to show you this because, again, I want you to see this with your own eyes, especially if you're on social media platforms. If not, I will narrate. This is the video that I was talking about that Tim Brown posted. And this is from a guy in North Dakota. And what it shows, I'm just going to go a little fast forward here just to get to the points. But what you're going to start to see here is a train bed after train bed. Here it comes. On display are dozens of tanks, armored vehicles. I mean, whoa. And they're not tan tanks. So they are obviously going from base to base, but this is kind of odd because we're also seeing these same sort of videos coming across our desk in Washington as well. But this is North Dakota, and a small town out in North Dakota where a guy's saying, what are these doing out here? Folks, it's still going on. It's bed after train bed after train bed after train bed, a bed of tanks and more tanks. And more tanks. It's been going on for about a minute now. Just tank after tank after tank. Why all of a sudden are these appearing in the middle of nowhere? And now all of a sudden here's Joe Biden calling for the UN to take the streets of America. And this isn't conspiracy theory. This is real film from North Dakota. There's also film from Washington, D.C., or I'm sorry, in Washington that exhibits the same sort of video. Now we have some tan armor here going past the camera here in North Dakota. So that's what's going on in North Dakota right now. And I'm not using fear of men consequences to drive you to anything, friends. I'm just showing you the reality of God's judgments. The fact of the matter is we are going to make contact sooner or later, and I think it's happening sooner than later. And again, it's happening right in front of our faces. Again, let me leave you with a question for the first hour. What happens to a country that allows the treasonous to remain? They're going to commit more treason. And what's been the fruit of the Clintons? What's been the fruits of the Obamas? What's been the fruit of Donald Trump? What's been the fruits of Joe Biden? Oh, we can go back further than that. What's been the fruit of these said administrations that have been tolerated by the American people that fail to deal with their crimes? Folks, it's not insurrection to call for justice. I'm calling for justice. I'm not the one that's creating domestic insurrection. The corrupt are that you tolerate, okay? It's not, folks, unjust for me to call for the impeachment and the prosecution of those that are living out and acting out the act of treason against we the people. That's foolishness. That's absolutely foolish. Put that up against 1 Kings 18. And the fact of the matter is, we need to make reference to God's law and the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on common law, to make distinction as to what's going on here. Because why? As I've said a million times, and I'll say it again, those that serve we the people do not have a right to break the law, just like we don't. And it's time that the American people in this country understand that we are calling for reformation, not a revolution. But you need to understand the people that you tolerate are the ones that have already created the revolution that you're in now, like it or not. We got hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933. Would love to hear from some new callers out there. I mean, I've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments thus far on just one outlet, social media platform, even now. Go ahead, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms on the right, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.